Game Coach Territoria now with us. Safe to say, Tommy, we're not happy with the last 20 minutes, but you'll take the win.
I was happy with the last 18 minutes. I wasn't happy with that last penalty. I don't like getting penalties. We had three penalties, didn't we, in the third?
Yep. Yeah.
No, I didn't have a problem with our third period. I had a problem with getting penalties. Oh, come on. You want to get a team back in the game? Take some penalties. We talk about it and talk about it, and whether they're penalties or not, the bottom line is they're called. And then, of course, you know, we lose the shutout. I'm not a happy camper about that, but it is what it is, you know.
Well, you obviously got off to a great start. I mean, the first couple minutes, maybe not, the penalty right away. But once you got in the flow of the game in that first period, it seemed like you guys took control.
I thought we did again. I thought we had a pretty good period and a half right there where we had good tempo to our game. And again, I think jumping out and get a two-goal lead, but that shorthanded goal was big. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got a 5-on-3, and then we get a shorthanded goal. So, I mean, that was big. I mean, it was just kind of like deflating for Tech, and obviously, again, a big shot in our, a big boost for us, you know?
I was going to ask you about that. Every shorthanded goal seems to be a backbreaker, but just the way that everything just happened before that, and, I wouldn't necessarily consider Hampus to be a guy I would think would get a shorthanded goal, but how does his strength help him get that goal?
Well, he got some separation because, again, it was kind of a play where he was kind of flat-footed when he caught it, Schultze, I thought he got out of the blocks pretty quick. You know, that he maintained some pretty decent separation with the defenseman who was obviously back-checking, and it was a good shot. It was a good shot, so... Big goal, guys.
Well, I thought, a couple of great individual efforts. Sillinger on that first goal, just a great job with all that pressure he was facing to be able to maintain puck possession, let alone get the puck to Iarullo, who had to get the puck up high pretty quick. That was a great effort by Owen. And then Alex Adams, you know, he's not very flashy, but, man, he wins a lot of battles for you. And on that third goal by Adam Brady, he never gave up. And that's what led to him getting the puck to Adam.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Adgie's played really well this year. I mean, he's brought his game to a different level, and he's your consummate power forward. And you're right. Like, he might not be the flashiest guy in the world, but he's got a lot of substance to his game, and I'm really happy with his growth right now.
What would another 3 points tomorrow night mean to you?
No, it's huge. I mean, that's just, you're creating separation in the standings, guys. You know that. I'm not telling you things you don't know. I mean, it's huge. It's a big game, and it's a huge game for Tech. I mean, it's a huge – I just told the guys, I go, you know, for Tech, it's a big game for Tech tomorrow. I mean, it's a huge game. So, I mean, they're going to be throwing everything at us. There's going to be a lot of desperation in their game.
See you tomorrow night.
All right.
Tom Cerruteri, the head coach of the Beavers, here on our Otter Tail Power. Our Paul Bunning.